There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's a real pleasure to welcome our first guest of the show in the studio, Sia Farr, who is the Managing Director of the Alchemy Project. Sia, nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
Great to have you in the studio. I say exciting. I mean, this is going to be mind-blowing. Just tell us what you've got in store for Dubai in the new year.
Yes, we're very excited. I think we start the year with Cirque du Soleil coming to the city for the first time with the Avatar show. So it's a collaboration between Cirque du Soleil and James Cameron's Avatar. So it's a phenomenal show. I mean, it's the biggest production of Cirque du Soleil ever to tour around the world. And this is a brand new show, so no one has seen it almost around the world. So we're very excited to have the show. The show is about the story of Avatar. Those fans have seen the movie of Avatar. It's about 1,000 or 2,000 years before the movie Avatar. So it's all about the natural habitat of the Avatars and the Na'vi, let's say.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So has it been touring around the world already, or is it been based in Canada, which is the, of course, the home of Cirque?
Absolutely. I think 2 years ago the show started in North America and it's been resident ever since then. This is their first international tour. They've
really?
Just toured Australia, and we have the Middle East debut in Dubai, and then they make their way to Europe for another 2 years.
So this is the first overseas gig for the guys.
Absolutely.
And it's a prologue into the Na'vi life. And so even if someone who's not an Avatar fan might be enjoying this, because it's about a, you know, different sort of people that, you know, if anyone's familiar with the story, they'll know what to expect from it. So what's the little bit of story about?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole mix between Cirque du Soleil fans and those who like to see the amazing acrobatics merge with the vision of James Cameron. Well, the story is about two young boys from that world where they come to know that a natural catastrophe is about to ruin their natural habitat. They learn to go, they go through a lot of experiences.
Yeah.
And they kind of come to understand the whole value of collectiveness. So they tend to go through different obstacles and struggles, and they find a way to save the Na'vi clan. And kind of they go through a lot of experiences by the time they reach there. So it's a simple story. However, it's very visually astonishing. So the show is the biggest show Cirque has done. So it's around 1,400 square meters of stage. So
wow.
it's massive in terms of the production.
Yeah.
And then the great thing about this show is it uses the latest technology of projections and mapping. It's around 60 projectors that are mapping through the whole show, the puppetry, the whole characters, and when it comes to the costumes, it's phenomenal. I mean, this is at least what Cirque has tried to take to next level. So you'll see a lot more than just a Cirque show. You'd see a theatrical masterpiece that is masterminded by James Cameron, who just a few days ago released a shout-out video for Dubai for encouraging everyone to see the show.
Okay.
In the midst of the new movie coming early next year. And I think this will get a mixed target audience of Avatar fans, Cirque du Soleil fans emerging together to have a unique experience at Cirque. At least has never done before with a blockbuster movie.
I mean, Cirque du Soleil as an organization is incredible. I remember going to Montreal, and that's where they have their headquarters.
Yeah.
And they've got what is like an enormous university where, you know, people can go and learn the different crafts of Cirque du Soleil.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you know, and I mean, let's talk the cast. I mean, I'm sure they're coming from all different parts of the world.
Absolutely.
To be part of this show.
Well, the cast is very diverse in this show. We have a lot from North America, Canada, U.S., a lot from South America, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay.
Yeah.
Then we have a very versatile cast from Africa, Russia, and China. And, of course, as you know, Cirque du Soleil always has the best of the best. So you have the ex-Olympic stars and athletes. So that's what makes it extremely unique. And despite other shows of Cirque that we've done before, this is an absolutely versatile and diverse group of characters and performers. Over 120 performers on this show. So an army is coming.
How does it work with getting such a group together and even like the logistics of bringing them here, putting your stage, I think 1400 square meters, was it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, as you said, Cirque is extremely organized, probably by far the most organized theatrical group ever. We do a lot of shows, but nothing comes close to the organization of Cirque du Soleil. We have over 38 containers. Around 5 or 6 747 planes are bringing all of these equipment. So imagine they get in a few hours and they get out in a few hours. And once you come to see the show and you see how fast they work and the amount of organization that goes into this, no show around the world, at least as per our experience, has managed to do such a thing. So that's what makes them Cirque du Soleil.
Let's hear a little bit of music from the soundtrack. So that's some music from the soundtrack of Cirque. I mean, that's another thing, Turok. I mean, each and every, production from Cirque du Soleil has got wonderful music to go with it.
Absolutely. Well, this show does as well, I think. And what makes this show very different, they come with a whole range of merchandising and products because it's very avatar-based. The music, it's chilling. So I think this production by far, amongst all the 5 or 6 Cirque du Soleil shows we've delivered, is the most exciting for us. I definitely recommend it for everyone.
I mean, for maybe listeners that haven't been to a Cirque du Soleil show, how would you describe it? I mean, I know what to expect. I think I've been to 2 or 3 of your productions already. It's very different than any other kind of theatrical experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we encounter people who'd say they never do theatre or that's not the way they look at it. Well, they haven't seen Cirque du Soleil, and at least a production of that level. It's the best concert you've seen, much stronger in a theatrical format. It's an experience. It's very difficult to call it theatrical performance or an acrobatic performance. It's an experience to see the creativity of those who put this together, the puppetry, the performance, the technological advancements that come to create this show all together. We highly recommend it. I mean, for those who haven't seen Cirque, probably this is a good entry to start to see those types of shows. It's an easy story, very visually spectacular, and so at least hopefully it will fulfill every type of fan's perspective.
Now, Raymond O'Neill, he's the narrator on Turok, and here he's just talking a little bit about his role.
I'm playing a character who is called the Storyteller.
They took them to their world and killed the Anurai clan.
There's a lot of things that I know are coming that are going to be challenging, and you just go into them with confidence. You just keep building up your relationships in a company, and it's like a family. You get supported through it. As artists, sometimes we get too much comfort. Oh, this is the show, and this is what the line says, and I enter here, and I pour a cup of tea, and I slap the dog, and that's what the script says. But this is like, what's going to happen next? It keeps me awake. It keeps me alive. It keeps me young.
I think everybody feels good when they give something, you know? You give something, you get so much for it. I've never given to 15,000 people before. That's a big house. But I got a lot of love in my heart, so we'll spread it around.
I looked in the mirror and I thought, where am I? Like, who am I? Back into makeup, we made some adjustments, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh, wow, I can see this character.
That's Raymond O'Neill then. He's the narrator for the show. He was talking there about the makeup, which again is something else to be
absolutely
incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So when and where are these performances going to be happening, and where can we get our tickets?
Well, it will be from 4th to 16th of January at the Dubai World Trade Center, the Arena Hall. Tickets are starting from 295 dirhams and they're exclusively sold on ticksbox.com. We recommend the guests to buy it from an official ticket seller because it tends to happen on these shows. A lot of pirating websites trying to oversell a ticket. We try to make it as affordable as possible, starting from 295 up to 2,500, different ticket categories for the different type of fans.
And finally, I just want to ask, is there an age restriction on who can come down and watch the show?
Well, we usually look at it 2 years plus because a lot of families are requesting to bring their kids, as long as families make sure that the house rules apply and everyone's quiet so guests can enjoy or everyone else can enjoy the performance. We don't mind. It's just the responsibility falls onto the parents if they want to bring their little ones.
Sia, been an absolute pleasure talking to Cirque du Soleil, and can't wait for Taruk to arrive in Dubai.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.